In less than 2 days, the Black Arts and Cultural Center is presenting their most anticipated event of the summer, the Black Arts Festival. It's 4 days of everything from poetry and film to comedy and fun for kids. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with the BACC's interim director, Yolanda Lavender, about the festival weekend ahead.
We have on the 24th the annual Youth Day in Bronson Park. Also on the 24th, we'll have the mini film festival. We're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. 25th is poets, comedians, and painters. So we'll have feature poet from Detroit, feature comedian from Detroit, and some local artists. And that's going to be organized and hosted by Kevin Lavender Jr. Also on the 25th is the Reader's Theater, and that's organized and hosted by Buddy Hannah. And then Saturday, I'm so excited about Saturday, is a festival in the park. So a family fun fest will be in Bronson Park. And then Sunday, we'll close things out with Gospel in the Park. And Trenches Community Church will be having their worship service there at 11 a.m.
How much planning has gone into putting all this together?
Oh, goodness. Lots of planning. And it's been really a great experience for me to be able to be at the cusp of something of this size, learning as I go and making sure that, you know, I'm upholding the legacy of the BACC and the Black Arts Festival. I'm a native of Kalamazoo. I remember attending this festival when I was a little girl. And now to be able to be on this side of it is really a blessing for me. It's a great experience to be able to go through, like, pulling all of the pieces together to really make this happen. Upholding what's already, you know, the standard that's already been set, but then also, like, bringing some new, you know, fresh ideas of how we can just, you know, step it up a little bit, increase the visibility of the Black Arts and Cultural Center, and, you know, just get people excited again about attending the festival.
After the festival, what are some ideas that you have for the future of the BACC?
I want to definitely expand our youth programming. I'm a, you know, huge youth advocate, done several things in the community that are focused on youth. And then just upholding that legacy, but kind of taking things to a new level in regards to theater that we excel in. Obviously, with my background in music, like any way that we can continue to just push that forward. And then collaboration is really one of my main focuses. I want to be able to reach out to other organizations, arts, culture, or otherwise, so that we can come together and make some things happen in our community and even outside of Kalamazoo, just collaborating all in the spirit of just, you know, raising awareness and consciousness about Black art and culture and, you know, just making those things a lot more visible.
The Black Arts and Cultural Center in Kalamazoo is distinct, it's well-respected, but beyond this festival, why should someone take the time to support the efforts that the organization is trying to accomplish?
The BACC is unique in the way that they are, that we are focusing on, you know, Black art and culture. And so I think that that draw, that would be the thing that would spark somebody's interest in wanting to attend, because, you know, we're featuring that and focusing on that when a lot of people, other people are not doing that.
That was the Black Arts and Cultural Center's interim director, Yolanda Lavender, talking to WMUK's Aaron Williams.